The day after Thanksgiving isn't just Black Friday. It's also known as the National Day of Listening, a day of observance when Americans are encouraged to set aside some time to record the stories of family and friends. The Central New York Community Foundation has some practical tips for bringing these stories to life, and we hear more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The foundation has been promoting the National Day of Listening ever since it brought StoryCorps to Syracuse several years ago, preserving the stories of some Central New Yorkers, like community activist Chucky Holstein, memorializing her family's flight from Tsarist Russia.
My father's village, the shtetl where my father lived, was burned down by the Tsar. And early on, our parents instilled in us the fact that we're lucky to be born in a free country.
Something like this starts simply with finding the time to sit down and talk with family members, neighbors, or friends, which is why Jennifer Owens of the Community Foundation says it's important to set aside that time to talk.
Sometimes with the hustle and bustle of holidays, we don't take the time to have really meaningful conversation because it's so busy. And this gives you a chance, I think, to really, really focus in.
So what do you say? How do you start? Owens makes it easy with a list of 7 tips for sharing your story, either by writing it down or drawing it out verbally. The tips are on the Community Foundation website and include some specific questions.
One suggestion would be to ask questions like, what's a time that you may have overcome adversity in your life, or what's something you had to learn the hard way, just to get the conversation going. Those types of stories are the ones that families sometimes think are better left untold, and that's really not the case.
Other tips include, don't worry about what others think, and be diligent if you are capturing memories digitally. You'd think in a world with Facebook and Instagram, our life story would be more available than ever. But Owen says that's not the case.
This is an opportunity to go beyond what social media lets us do, where people might know more about us in our daily lives, but they don't necessarily know more about our thoughts on some of these great questions.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.